The current prices are the best in 4 years, and cane growers are keen to capture what value they can. While those who supply the likes of Mackay Sugar and MSF already have contracts in place to forward sell, many Wilmar growers are still waiting, and that means they can't yet take advantage of the high prices. Peter Hackett is one of those Wilmar growers based south of Mackay. He says it's good to see another price spike, but he's frustrated he can't lock anything in.
Yes, it is very disappointing, Lara, to not be able to forward sell with any certainty at the moment. For the next couple of years, there is some good prices out there, and it would be great for all of the industry to be able to take advantage of that. You know, banks like to see in this era now that we have been able to sugar price, they like to be able to see that we've locked some in for a reasonable price to do our budgets on.
Of course, there are talks that Wilmar will be holding meetings with its growers next week and bringing some contracts to the table or draft contracts. How confident are you that will happen and you can try and lock in these prices that we're seeing?
Well, we've been waiting patiently for quite a while now, so I hope Wilmar have got something very constructive out there that they can offer to all the collectives so that we can not just individually price, but as a collective we can all participate and get a contract signed and be able to start forward pricing and give a lot of certainty to this area anyway.
Mackay Region cane grower Greg Plath supplies Mackay Sugar. He says it's been a while since he's seen prices at this level, but he hopes they can hold for the 2017 season when he can really capitalise.
The price is great for us. It's certainly good. For us, for this year's crop, a considerable amount of our sugar is already priced, so we won't be able to take full advantage of those high prices for a Mackay Sugar grower.
So when you say you won't be able to take full advantage, do you think these prices can hold out till the next year, till the next season?
Well, the prices on to forward price into 17, 18 and possibly the 19 crop, they're creeping up, but they haven't reached the levels of what you've spoken about today. I imagine Mackay Sugar is taking some pricing on the forward pricing, but we did price earlier in the year at low 400s when we thought that was looking a good price. We had no idea that the price was going to go to the levels that it has.
If we look at the July contracts, a bit over, well, almost at 21 cents per pound, how long has it been since you've sort of seen the prices up around that level?
Oh, it's been a long time. I don't actually recall. I've seen it at over 20 cents, which is not that long ago, 5 or 6 years ago. But at the time we had a exchange rate of about $1.10, which really spoiled the party. This time we've got an exchange rate in the 70s, 70 cents Australian to the US. So that pushes the Australian dollar value well up into the 590s, as you've talked about this morning. If I was a Wilmar grower, however, and not having a contract, I would be really pushing hard to Wilmar to start playing the game and give us a decent contract so we could take advantage of these prices.
Unfortunately for either grower, the prices won't help ease the rough start to the Mackay region's sugarcane crush. Greg Plath again.
We've had a terrible start. I guess it's something you just have to put up with and put behind you. I don't know how. You can't fix it. You can't regain the crushing capacity that we've lost through wet weather and particularly mill breakdowns, which has been very disappointing. You can't pick it up. We've just got to get on with it now and do the best we can to get this crop off, which looks like a good crop.